ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरतिषे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो भक्त्याविहीनापराधलक्ष्यै क्षिप्ताश्च कामादितरङ्गमध्ये कृपामयीं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते चरणाय have explained in Srimad Bhagavatam the Dhruva Upakhyan, how hard a story it is. He did giving up any kind of food, water, even air, everything he gets. Now you should think that what we have given up. No? So you should make a comparison. And you can see that in how much water you are.
In how much water?
How much, how deep you are. That what we have. He came, he left his home penniless. No? Nothing with him. Only there was some door coping. Alone came. He came in at the bank of Yamuna and thinking, I must do or die, I will have to take darshan of Hari because my mother has told. So I will do or die, but my object of my life is this, to have a darshan quickly and to be emperor of whole world. Thus, only for emperor he do it. And what we want, our object is so high, so we will have to pay so much high, more than what he did. As a result, he got the emperor of whole world he became. But he, after that 36,000 of years, he realized, bogus things I have taken. Bogus. When I will go, giving all these things to other planet, I cannot take my, even a hair, nothing. So why are all these things? Nonsense. So he was repenting. So what should we do? What is this real world? What is this? Then Sukadeva Goswami began to tell the life of Devahuti and Kapil Sambhad. You know, there was a rishi, his name was Kardam Rishi. And also, Manu, that is Prajapati Manu, has a very beautiful daughter, so qualified and beautiful. At that time he was most beautiful in whole world, and so qualified. Kardam Rishi is like a Saktavesh avatar. Saktavesh, you think, understand? Empowered. Or it can be told that he was manifestation of Godhead. He was so learned, and he has so many kinds of yoga siddhi. Yoga siddhi means? He wanted to be in a renounce order and to do bhajan. But Brahma was upset. He was thinking that all my sons and grandsons are being like Narad, in the line of Narad. How this world will be cultivated? So he went to Kardam and requested that you should not be, you should follow me. If you go to jungle, what will be there? Why not being in household life and chanting and remembering, doing all these things, and also making sons and daughters and children, try to obey me. And he told him and requested him to be a householder. And then Brahma himself arranged his marriage with Devahuti. They were married. Both were young, and by his yoga vidya, he at once called a very good Viman. Viman is an aeroplane. If he wished this Viman, this aeroplane becomes smaller, and when he wanted so bigger, and like a very good palace having all the facilities there, everything. And then air condition or anything more than heaven also. Worldly this, now a bike printer, everything is going on. So more than this. And in the being in that aeroplane, they used to go to in the very beautiful valleys, like Kashmir Valley, Alps Valley, or beautiful anything in the world. Niagara Jalprapat.
Niagara
waterfalls. He went there. And they touring in the whole world in beautifulest places and testing worldly desires. And after that, Kapil Dev came in her home. He is also told Jnanavatar. Saktavesh avatar of knowledge. And gradually he became young. When he became in the age of 16, his father Kardam told his wife, "Now I want your permission to go in dense forest and to meditate Krishna." And he told, "What is world? And you should also engage yourself in this. And I have left my son. He is so qualified in tatvajnan and everything. Treat him like a Bhagavan." And he quickly left that place. Then one day Devahuti called his son, and there was a dialogue, very beautiful dialogue, that how a soul comes in this body and how he gets up. What are his requirements, and never it fulfills, coming and lakhs yonis, species. Sometimes face, eggs, hands, and then the Western peoples, especially Muslims, when you have any child, a little, they will cut like this and give masala so much, spices, and they will fall like this. She says, sometimes donkey, sometimes pig and hog, sometimes demigods in heaven, sometimes like Himalayan mountain, and your life will be like Himalaya, lakhs and lakhs, crores of crores years of life. So this in the last birth, how he will remember, he will be like that. That kind of body he will have. How this body comes, this soul comes out in the last. Through nose, eyes, this ear, mouth, and two doors. Any of these, there are 9 gates, any of them. If the soul, at the time of you see that a person is dead and his eyes are opened, then you should see that it has come out from eyes and it will go in the rays of sun and it will go in the sky. And their clouds are there. He will be covered with clouds, water, and again it will come down. If it is has gone by this, then with air he will go. No? If by lower, if it has, then it will go to Narak hell. And he helped to test so many things there. If a man is lusty, at once they will arrange a very red iron pillar and forcibly they will tighten it in that. Oh, you should test all lusty persons like this. If you have done any wrong thing, always hinsa, violence, cutting animals and doing all these things. Then there are so many dogs there. There are so many tigers and all these. At once they will attack you and you take attacking everything. And after that, you will not buy diver. And there is a very big... And there oil is... Takbak, you know? Planks are coming. And they will give it to you. But you will not die. Only you will taste all the suffering. But if any is pious one, he has not done so much bad activities, very little, and he has done some good activities, pious, serving father, mother, obeying them, not doing any, not hinsa, violence and all these things, then it may be that it will be फट जाएगा फटना का क्या क्रैक एंड फ्रॉम हियर आत्मा एंड देन देयर आर टू मार्ग फॉर देम अर्थी मार्ग फ्रॉम सो मेनी ब्लैक अंधकार डार्कनेस यू विल हैव टू गो वेयर he will have to go gradually, even from bhur, bhuva, swaha, maha, jana, sata, and from there they will go to Mohini Lok. 8 covers. Anywhere he may go. And those who are more pious, why? They will go to heaven for some days and again they will come. And after that, again they will come covered with water layer through clouds and they will come down. If they are in jungle, the root of the trees will take that water. If any human being is taking that water or taking fruits, that seed is there. Tree will take water and it will go to fruits gradually, and those who will take fruit, it will come here and it will be after some days the maila, it will come like a stool and urine, and the seed will be there, it will grow into, transferred into blood, and thus from blood coming, then with the semen, and again woman and men, otherwise in animal or anywhere, in trees, male and female, thus again coming in the womb. After death, how it comes? Like this. Living one body, but first entering in another body. Any omb or anywhere. First, he is here, but he will go there. Then, he will take himself from there. If a man is dying, his soul will go first there, anywhere. And they are going, and then he will leave this place.
If a person is dying, and he yet not died,
he will die, but something like cyclic order, it will be seen that it is going on. If you will ride on a cycle and do like this, and then don't do like that, but so many yards it will go away. So many. But we are not doing anything or again to do it. Similarly, Atma is there. If he will give at once, even some symptoms will be seen that he is not died, but he has left. The action is, and then he will enter there and then give up. No? Sometimes it becomes that he has so much desire and attraction to the family or anyone. So he will not go there. He will be in the air. And being there, circulating here and there. And when their shraddha is done, shraddha, you know, then he will give up then here. There are so many rules and regulations. Like in court, if anyone has done anything, you have murdered anyone. The punishment of murder is that sentence, usko bhi mrityu dand hoga. This is common, but it may be that he will not be hanged. They will see that what was your intention to murder or not. If two boys were playing with pistols and there was no intention to murder, and in playing they by chance and anyone was there, he will not put to sentence. There are not only these thousands of sections for all these things. So in this also there are so many sections. Doing all these things, nonsense. But in the last anyhow, a devotee came pure and he told, in your ears at the time of death, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Hare. He will have not to go here and there. Oh, very quickly. Or he will come in the shape of a pure devotee and practicing he will go up. So, Kapil Devi is telling, Jyanne arvindakshi vimaktamani naspai jastabhavat avisuddha buddhaya arujya krishnena parampadam tato patanti anadrita jushmadhangriya. Even a yogi who has controlled his senses and he is always thinking that aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi. Soham, soham. But not he has honored Krishna in his life. Then, being so high, and he will again to return in this world. And those who have done nothing, but in the last, as Ajamil, only he has kept his son's name Narayan. He was so bad person. Left his father, mother, wife and children and went to a prostitute. 8 sons were there. Last son was kept name Narayan. And when he was dying, he was calling his son, but he was saved from death. Not only he saw the 4 Vishnu doors, and at once they quickly defeated Yamadut and he was safe. And then he was chanting Narayan, Narayan, Narayan. And then he became pure. Again that 4 doors came and took away. He has nothing to taste all these things. He is telling that if by chance anyone, any soul in the womb of mother, how he is? First month he will be like a very little seed. covered with water sharir, airy sharir, and others, and then covered with stool, urine, and so many things here. In a deep ocean of stool and so much nasty, so much durgandha, if anyone will leave his wind through air, and you can see how beautiful, marvelous fragrance is coming. You cannot sit here. No? And there, here. So, his titan, after some time, it becomes bigger. After 6 months, something, all sense are coming out very little, little, little. About in 6 months, all limbs are there, little, little, head, eyes, everything, but covered, like cow's cough when coming, covered, like covered, and he's tightened so much, and this head, where? And he is tightened like this, so much. He cannot move his hands and everything. You cannot imagine now, but you have imagined in the womb of your mother. Sometimes mother used to take very hot coffee, tea, so many medicines, very, very poisonous. And touching the boy, very sukomal, soft body, and crying there. But he cannot do. He cannot take breath because he is in his stool and all these things. More than his stool, rotten things are. Then he prays in 8 months or 7 months. He prays, oh Krishna, if he is fortunate, and he had done something pious thing. He had chanted and remembered Krishna in his past life. Oh Krishna, save me, I am dying. I cannot hear all these things. Take me out of Om. I am promising that when I will come up the womb of my mother, I am promising that I will surely serve you. Chant and remember. Save me. Sometimes it may be that if he is so fortunate, Krishna may give his darshan. Bhaktivinoda Thakur and all acharyas have written like this. But not so many, very rare. But promising. But anyhow, Krishna is, after 9 months, he is so happy, merciful, he comes out of. How he comes, you may know. Suffering so much, now you are happy, you are smiling, you are doing, and at that time, kya, he cannot speak anything, so much of suffering there. And first this comes, sometimes it becomes like this here, and doctors are called and to operate, and then sometimes it died in womb, and anyhow he comes. But when his sister, mother, neighbors, taking, pacifying him, and all like this, harassing, and doing like this, when weeping. After some time, he forgets all this. After that, when he becomes of at the age of 5, he is given to school to learn something. Up to young age, and after that he becomes expert in anything. And father always and mother always worry how to give marriage, and he should again have any child. Then he is married and he is now doing something to make money to support him, his wife and children. So many cows, Gita Sansar you saw yesterday, hundreds of children quarreling themselves here and there. And I have nothing to say more. Kapil Dev is telling that you can think yourself, realize yourself. And about the age of 50, you should renounce, otherwise again you will be old. No one will care for you. Your son's daughter and grandfather will tell you why this old person is not dying. They will take by hook and crook everything what you have collected in your life. Oh father, oh mother, and they will take. And in the old age, you will have nothing a pies, nothing a for them penniless. And then you cannot walk, you cannot talk, any doing nothing. And a very beautiful, not beautiful, Kali, Kaluti, very black, very dangerous, ugly woman will come and will try to marry you, and that is oldness. And very possibly it will marry. Certainly. And then a gang of so many rogues, diseases, everything will come and attack at once. And then they will take your body in burning ghat, or it will be given in. And then your this body, many you, will become like insect there, or cigar, and crows will take all this place, or it will be burned to ashes. But soul there again like this. So he is telling, Devoti. And in the last Devoti, praying that you are God yourself, please be merciful to me. She left everything, his home and everything. He became mad in Krishna praying, always chanting Krishna, Krishna, Krishna like this. He even forgot to wear cloth to cover. When she is doing a stool or passing urine, he also forgets. Devoti. Kapil Dev, after that he left the place. Unnaish. Manamana. Jannamadheya shranat kirtanat jatprahanvad shmanad apikvachit svadopi sadda savanaya kalpate kuta punaste bhagavannu darsanat. Aho vat sapachopa ati garyan jajji vagre vartate tu namatu bhyamte pustapaste jujurusha sarnu rajya brahmanuchu nam git grinanti jete. She is praying to Kapil. That even a person always eating the flesh of dogs or sugar, pigs and all these things. But he hears and chanting name of Krishna, he will be at once liberated. But Brahmins doing so much tapasya, heard austerities. Tepus tapaste juju sasnu rajya brahmanu chun gridanti yete. Those who are not chanting and remembering the name of Krishna, they will have to go what I have told. Unlimited chain of birth and death, suffering and sorrow. This is realized truth. That is why you are not believing and not doing so much chanting name and so weaker. But if you have faith on these things, then you must chant. You must always remember, meditate what they have told. So we should have so much faith in Krishna Nam. Anyone chanting name, hearing name, glorifying Krishna, his pastimes, his hearing, anything he is doing, then he will be at once liberated. And those who are not doing, then will have to come again and again. So be merciful to me, she is telling. I want to serve you. And saying this, Kapildev went in chanting and remember Krishna anywhere, and she left his home at once, and she became mad, telling Krishna, 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 nothing. Perhaps someone can see that she became mad, not bad. Evam pratasva priyanama kritya jata anurago de chitta uchai hasat tatho rodati rauti gayat unumadayat nityata lokavai. Dancing, remembering, sometimes so laughing when Krishna comes, and sometimes she feeling separation. Oh Krishna, where to do? And rolling down on the earth, so much weeping. Anyone cannot calculate all this. And very soon, she left this world, this body, and his soul was totally purified, and she went in Vaikuntha. So Parikshit Maharaj told that you should follow. Otherwise, you will have to go in the womb and again. Then, both, because he was incarnation of God, he was so high, and she was also became so high. Then also, there was a king, Parikshit Maharaj is questioning and he is answering. How we are unsatisfied in this world, moving here and there. We are so beautiful, but we want that more beautiful thing, to enjoy all these things. Where is you? Prem, no. Purukam Prabhu? Where is? He will be absent. You told him? And that is why he has not come. He is fearing. Who can tell this Puranjan Upakhyan? If you are not chanting, remembering, doing Bhagavad Bhakti, then you will have to test like all these things. Anyone cannot save. What about Puranjan Upakhyan? You should tell it in brief. Their stage. So, here, he has done so much very hard austerities. Like he was doing so much fire sacrifices that everywhere in world There was Kush.
Kush?
Foreign. And what you are searching, then what she told?
I thought she was saying that I don't know who I am.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, anyways.
Lovely princess. And I'm so beautiful. I want to marry anyone. A person beautiful like me. And that is why I'm searching. They are my sakhis. So, I'm so fortunate to see you, that you are so young. You are like a king, prince, so beautiful, having all qualities. So now, I want to be with you. They can become so happy that what I wanted, this is doing prastav,
proposal.
And she also they agreed and they were married. Then after that,
they garden, streams,
and there was a big, very big palace having all kinds of facilities and 9 doors. Go on.
And the king was actually very much enchanted by his new kingdom and his new bride, and he lived for a long, long time there, enjoying, and he had many children with the queen, and it said that he had friends, and with these different friends he would actually leave through the certain gates. Sometimes with one friend he would leave through the north gate, and with other friends he may leave through the south gate. And when he went with these particular friends through a particular gate, he would go to a certain destination. As he lived his life, he didn't understand that at every moment his life was being stolen from him by time. That he was as walking, like when a person is walking through the forest, he didn't understand that there was an archer with an arrow pointing at his heart, and there was a ferocious tiger waiting to devour him.
Palace.
What?
What is?
Nine gates.
What is that lady, woman? Who is that lady? And how he was attacked? What are all these things?
When he
saw himself like a soul, conditioned soul, not chanting, remembering, always he wants to taste this world, beauty and lust and all, drinking wine and killing animals and doing all nonsense that nowadays people are doing. He was not satisfied with his kingdom and his wife and his children. So he was searching very beautiful, more women to take. In the forest, Buddhimani intelligence was that woman. Intelligence. And the house which he selected, oh, 9 doors and lakhs windows. First. And 9 doors means 2, 2, 2, 1, 2. So these are 9 doors. In upper doors he used to come through eyes and to see beautiful scenery. By sound he wanted to taste beautiful sweet things. By tongue, by mouth he used to taste so many things, taste. And by tongue he used to quarrel and doing chattering, pattering, all these things. So all doors were there, and what was a snake with 5 heads? Four.
One
Pancha Pran. Apan, Bayan, Udan. Like, without anything, if you give here, air will come and it will take easily there. There is also when you are going to pass stool and urine, where you are? For your feet. It comes down, urine and by the help of air. And breathing this, this is pradhan, prominent by you, pran by you. So all these are like life, but these are not life. Soul is another thing. So the intelligence about this worldly wants to test whole world. What? Rupa, rasa, gandha, sabda, sparsha. What?
Five objects of the
senses. But never satisfied till last breathing. Never, never. And after some time, there is one friend always taking care of and good advice is giving. Who is he? Himself, Paramatma. And soul is he. Sakshi, that is Paramatma here. Always giving instructions. You should not do this. Oh, you should chant, remember. You should have a good association. But